I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A failed suicide bombing on Sunday highlighted ISIS activity in Indonesia. An Islamic State member tried to attack a church, but his backpack bomb fizzled. He then pulled an axe on the priest before being subdued. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says, unfortunately, this is a whole new trend of homegrown terrorism.
Even when I was in Indonesia this summer, there was a suicide attack breaching a police station that was near the center where we were having ongoing training conference for church planters. So even from that time to this weekend's attack, there have been other attacks against churches, and it's a disturbing, increasing frequency there in Indonesia.
FMI supports Indonesian church planters, and you can encourage the indigenous pastors with FMI through support, prayer, and writing letters. Let them know they're not forgotten and that somebody's interceding on their behalf. And finally, one of the King's Table Ministry platforms for serving the disabled and their families comes through the Lincoln Schools, a Grand Rapids Public School special needs campus. Kathy Teixer from King's Table Ministries shares more.
KTM, just being on the campus and having, you know, the awareness that we are there to help in any way. We work with the social workers in the schools, and, you know, there's always some benevolent needs, and the schools can't always provide for those needs. So the King's Table Ministry can come in and fill some of those voids.
It's a great connection between special needs and the Great Commission. Just get in touch with Kathy at kingstableministries.org. We've also put a face to this ministry. We've got a photo essay on King's Table Ministries at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.